What's been the community response to this Roadrunner bus service?
The community response has been excellent. They seem to really embrace this service.
What did ridership look like in the first year?
In the first 5 months that we operated last year, we did about 941 people.
And do you have estimates for the rest of the year?
Well, for the first 6 months of this year, we've had 1,397 riders. And that is for a total of 43,398 miles that we've run.
SUCAP estimated it would cost about $400,000 to operate the service. Are fares covering the operating costs, or is it being subsidized with grants?
It is being subsidized with grants from the Colorado Department of Transportation and a matching grant from Greyhound Lines Incorporated. Most all transit systems, intercity bus systems such as this, are all subsidized with federal money that is controlled by the state.
What would it cost to have the service run on its own?
It would cost probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $300,000 to $350,000 a year.
Last year, the plan was to offer one round trip a day. Is that still the schedule, or has SUCAP added additional trips?
No, it is one round trip a day. Leaves Durango at 7 in the morning, arrives at Grand Junction at 12:43 in the afternoon, departs at 1:45 and returns to Durango at 7:44 in the evening.
Is SUCAP considering adding additional lines to this bus service?
There's long-range possibility of that, but nothing that is permanent at this point.